Virgil and Best found Charvin and Moreno in a break room. Charvin, a short, thin man who looked like he might lift weights, didn't have much to contribute except the time frame. I think it was right around 1:30. I was collecting trash, and I heard the sounds, these pap-pap-pap sounds. I was on the other side of the zoo, and I looked over toward where the sounds came from. That's off to the west. The moon was going down. The bottom of the moon was touching the horizon. You should be able to check the time from that. I was told these guns are fairly quiet, but you could hear them on the other side of the zoo? Virgil asked. Sort of. I didn't know what they were. Never even thought they might be a tranquilizer gun, Charvin said. They were just different sounds than what I usually hear at night. Could have been somebody doing a golf clap, like clap, clap, clap. Three times, not two? Virgil asked. Charvin thought for a moment, his eyes half shut, then said, Yeah, three. Clap, clap, clap. There was some time between the sounds, maybe a minute. Okay, good, Virgil said. Anything else? Nope. I was working on the other side of the zoo, like I said, and didn't hear anything more. There's houses on the other side of the zoo fence, and McAndrew's Road is over there to the south, so there's always some noise. I didn't think any more about it until we found out the tigers were gone. They talked for a couple of more minutes, then Virgil let Charvin go, and he, Best, and Moreno walked around the animal containment areas to the edge of the tiger exhibit. A chain-link fence kept people on the path, and the tiger area itself was enclosed by a heavy black chain-link fence that Virgil estimated to be 15 to 20 feet high. Virgil didn't immediately see the cut in the first fence until Moreno pointed it out. Whoever had cut the fence had cut from the bottom up, a hole 3.5 feet wide and 2 feet high, with the wires on the left edge left uncut so the fence could be swung open like a door. When they left, the thieves had pushed the fence back in place and had fixed it there by taping some of the cut ends with narrow strips of silver duct tape, which were hard to see even if you knew what you were looking for. Anybody would miss that in the dark. Can't blame the security guys, Virgil said. Bess said, They cut the hole in the tiger cage right over there. All three of them clambered over the pathway fence and walked to the tiger enclosure. They found the same shape hole cut in the tiger fence, but the cut ends were taped together with black duct tape. Somebody thought about this a lot. There was serious planning going on, Virgil said. He got down on his hands and knees and examined the grass next to the cut, then looked up at Moreno and Best. Take a look at this. Tell me what you see. The two men got down on their hands and knees and scrutinized the grass near the cut. Moreno spoke first. There's a line. You can barely see it. Oh, yeah, Best said. I see it. It's straight. Not a shoe print. I think it's a wheel, Virgil said. They took them out of here on a dolly, Moreno said. I think so. Keep people away from here, especially the grass. Our crime scene people will want to take a look. Virgil looked into the cage and asked, Anything in there now? Best shook his head. No. Virgil grabbed the fence and carefully pulled it free of the tape splices, not touching the tape. He told the other two not to touch it and to be careful where they put their hands, knees, and feet, and all three of them crawled into the tiger enclosure. The enclosure was a pleasant piece of rolling ground, well-treed, with a small pond, but not a tiger jungle, Virgil thought. He wondered if the tigers knew the difference. He looked at the pond and asked, Tigers swim? Yeah, they do. They're not like house cats, Bess said. Virgil led the way to the highest point and motioned back to the cut fence. The tigers had to be between here and the fence. Couldn't see them from anywhere else, which makes me wonder, how did they know the tigers would be up here? I was talking to one of the keepers, not today, but a while ago, and he said tigers like to hang slightly below the top of a hill where they're not silhouetted, but they're up high, Best said. From there, they can see and hear everything, but they're hard to see themselves. An insider would probably know where they hung out. Moreno, only an insider would know that we were letting them stay outside on hot nights. They looked around a hillside, and Virgil had just said, "Okay, let's go," when Moreno said, "Look at this." He was pointing at the bottom of a tree at the top of the hill. Virgil went to look and saw a pencil-shaped dart with a furry red tail. "Dart." "Must have missed once," Best said. "That's why Charvin heard three shots." "Could be fingerprints," Virgil said. "We'll leave it for the crime scene guys."